very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Slight housekeeping.
Yeah, we don't have music because we're doing an homage to Rafaela Conscious and Alexei Shepikov.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whose music did not play correctly yesterday in the arena.
Was anyone in the arena also thinking that they were having a stroke? I was on air and in my head while I'm talking about dance, which is already scary enough for me to be doing in any kind of public way, I was like, I think I'm dying. Because you could feel it in your body because the bass was so insane. And I'm like, this is the wildest Ricky Martin cut I've ever heard in my fucking life.
But it still wouldn't have been the most wild cut of music you've ever heard in Ice Dance.
Certainly not.
Or in figure skating.
No.
Certainly not.
Children of the Void, live on.
But also, it turned into like this amazing moment. And then the first standing ovation of like the night, I almost cried.
Adam and I are feeling very emotional in the stands as fans.
No.
I've cried a few times. Yesterday I told Ashley I cried about something and she was like, yeah, but your tears are very accessible.
Wait, and speaking of that, we need to introduce this show. So hello, everybody. Welcome to The Run Through, the live show here in St. Louis. We are so excited to be here. I am Ashley Wagner.
I am Adam Rippon.
And I am not Olympic champion Sarah Hughes.
Yes.
We had a really big moment for this podcast yesterday, you guys. And it is that... Alyssa Liu went to a hair salon.
Yes.
Have you all seen the photos?
Yes. What do we think?
I'm hearing mixed reactions.
Yeah, mixed reactions. Michelle Ellis is actually very hardcore and goes to like punk rock music festivals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, counterculture.
Yes.
Self-described counterculture kid.
She took one look at it and goes, oh, I love it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Adam loves it also.
I love it. I do love it because I would never in a million years do it. And I always, like, I really appreciate when somebody does something where it's like, this is insane. Because I think that takes, like, a lot of, like, courage.
Oh,
to
so
do.
She's so brave.
Yeah. And she'll be getting like a badge of war for this, which is so amazing.
Yeah, it's our hard to get in the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Also, a beautiful day in Moscow, everyone.
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous.
Yes, if you weren't here yesterday, we now have a running joke that St. Louis is the Moscow of the United States.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the run through.
Yeah. That's your Russian?
I was like, where?
I thought I was having another stroke. They run through. What accent is that? We can't place it, but it doesn't matter because we're not actually in Russia.
You guys, Adam starts working as an in-arena host today. Adam, tell us what you are doing.
Well, I've given Sarah and Ashley two conflicting stories of what I'm doing. I've told Ashley that I'm doing exactly what she did at Worlds
in
Boston.
I'm telling you how to do the job.
Yeah, she's telling me what it is, and I'm like, right. And then Sarah's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, it's completely different than Ashley. And Sarah said, oh, and she didn't like ask me to explain because why?
Yeah, no notes.
Why would I?
No follow-ups.
Until this morning. And she said, how is it different? And I said, well, you know, I'm doing it with Rusty.
And he goes, well, it's like the same, but Rusty's taking more of a lead. And I said, what does that mean? He goes,
I'm doing what Ashley's doing.
I don't know. It's the same. It's the same. So Adam will be talking to the thousands of people in Enterprise Center, and Ashley will be on a microphone talking to, we don't know.
No one. No
we
one.
Don't know who's getting the
I'm
world
still
feed.
Getting so many angry tweets at me.
Right.
Like, I am also a victim here. I'm talking to no one.
Right.
No, you're doing a tribute to the void by talking into it.
Yeah.
And it, Wait, actually, you know where Wait, it's actually funny. Going? Huh? It's going out to Japan for someone to talk over us in Japanese.
It is, that is insane.
I'm getting paid, so I don't care.
Anyway. Right. Right.
Yeah, don't feel sad for me.
No.
No, don't cry for me, Soviet Union.
I get you could through like throw in a few like konnichiwas in there, I guess. And they'll keep
yes,
a few something,
they
right? They'll keep it.
Wait, one of my favorite so I think it's Tomoki and he's in the Kiss and Cry. We'll get to Tomoki.
We love the Kiss and Cry.
But in
We love that place.
In my ear, my producer's like, okay, pull back a little bit. We want to see what he says. He speaks in Japanese.
Really? Well, he's getting ready for the world feed.
Yeah. He knows that that's where this is
going
out.
He's like, this is going to Japan.
Yeah, I got to tell everyone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wait, another huge moment for us yesterday is this podcast got its first Kiss and Cry shout out.
Yes.
Yes, this is huge.
Okay. From our biological children.
Yes, my kids,
yes,
Emily, Braddy, and Ian Somerville, are yes. in the Kiss and Cry, and Ian says, thank you to the Run Through podcast for being so supportive.
Yes. Isn't that so cute?
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Do you think we need to start being mean to them now?
Yes.
No. Yes. My children, my blood relatives. But at first we couldn't hear what he said, so we heard the Run Through podcast. We couldn't understand what he said. I was calling in favors in the tape truck. I was like, I need a clip now.
I'm on air commentating, and I'm like, shh. Sarah?
Yeah.
I think they just said podcast.
And I was like, oh no, are they like, did we like draft them on the wrong team? I'm like, what happened? And
yes.
No, we were all good.
Yeah, thank God. Whew.
But that's huge. An athlete shouting out the podcast in the Kiss and Cry.
It does feel a little bit like crossing the fourth wall or breaking the fourth wall.
Yes.
It's like, no, you're not supposed to see us here.
No.
Right. You're supposed to watch the world.
You're supposed to be listening to this episode in your car with Megan Duhamel.
Yes, on your way to Buffalo.
To get new skates.
Yes.
So, speaking of Braddy Somerville, rhythm dance yesterday. Did everybody go?
Did everyone watch?
Great event.
Excellent.
We know Ashley was there.
I was
talking.
You know what? I'm working with Ben Augusto, who is a dream come true as a human. I always learn things about figure skating anytime I'm talking about figure skating. I learned so much from him. And then because I know it's going out into nowhere land, I was like, you know what? I'm going to use this as an opportunity to like further my education. So I just started asking him questions on air. I'm like, can you explain this to me?
I think that sounds great and something I'd like to listen to on Peacock.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wait, but did you know that I had no idea about the turns in the... Was it the pattern step? I had no idea.
What did you think was happening in those steps?
What do you mean you had no idea about the turns in ice dance?
No.
This sounds like me describing what I'm doing today.
Wait, tell us what you mean.
Well, now I'm scared because I have to prove to you that I've been educated, which you all know I haven't. No, it was really interesting just to listen to Ben talk about the moment where they're trying to like hide specific turns on the ice. And I was like, so it's like the Lutz corner.
Oh. Yes.
They don't want to do a Flutz, but it's a bracket.
Right.
Yeah.
So
they
interesting.
They don't want to do a fracket.
Yeah. They don't want to frack.
We're anti-fracking on this podcast.
It's so nice. It's really good.
Do we need help?
Yeah. We do need help.
We do.
But we want to continue a tradition that we've started a long time since yesterday.
Yeah.
Of having a guest, but they must be an Olympic champion.
Yeah,
that
they
is
have
a
to
huge
be more
requirement.
Successful than we are.
Yes.
It's the only requirement.
We have to learn where hidden turns are.
Yeah.
And we can find no one more qualified than our good friend and Olympic champion, Madison Hubbell.
Yeah!
Yeah. Hi, girl. I haven't seen you yet.
I know.
How you doing? This is your mic.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much. I was texting her at like 3 a.m. being like, hey, tomorrow, are you good? You want to come by?
Yeah. And she's like, where am I going?
Well, Ashley just said 10:30 to 11:30. And you guys, in my mind, are party animals. So I assumed that meant PM.
Yeah, this morning okay. She sends me a text. She's like, I don't know if this is a stupid question or not, but you mean AM, right? I was like,
That's actually a brilliant observation, because in my mind this morning I woke up and I was like, can we just do this later? Yeah. Love you guys so much, though. Yeah. And I'm so happy to be here. I am, okay? But no, now that does make sense.
Yeah.
But in the context of a skating event, it has to be the morning. Does that
does
make sense?
Does it?
Yes.
Otherwise, we can talk about all the chaos that, you know, ensued through the day. It's a little juicy.
I mean,
it is that's
late
true.
Late night run through?
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, no. She's giving us more jobs.
I know. Yeah. A marketing expert right next to
so
us.
So much work to do. But Maddie, you actually have way more work to do than we do
yeah.
at this event.
You have work left to do.
Technically, my work is kind of done. I'm there to like hold a tissue box.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
important.
Hand people water.
Very important.
But certainly like catching the nerves backstage is the hard part. And knowing what to say, mm-hmm. Which I pretend to, especially when I'm mic'd.
Yeah. This is a safe space. You can right. say whatever the fuck you want.
Right. Yeah. No, I try to curse a little bit less.
Right.
Yeah.
But
how poised and controlled of you.
Such a woman.
Yeah.
Such a lady, such a mother.
Such a mother. Two mothers up here. Wow. We're about to outnumber you guys.
Well, two against two, I guess.
Well, actually, two against at least four.
Mothers?
Well, then we have children.
Oh, no, the children.
Your children fight against us?
And now we're five.
Five.
Two against five. Five.
Dang.
Wow.
Now you see why the chair was so important. I'm like, we're going to make a pregnant woman stand in her
you
condition?
Can stand here. I actually want to ask you, like, this is your first quad out of competing and now coaching. Mm. What has been like, what's your biggest like realization of from being an athlete to being a coach? What have you like reflected on your own career and now that you're like helping like your students?
I wasted so much time. Oh my God.
This is one of the I've had exactly that.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I wish, and you can't change anything, and it took us the time it took us to get to where we were. But like the comeback is tempting, because when you step away and you coach, you go, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can do that.
To come back now would be a superpower. Like, you just realize from the outside how much the worries don't matter. Like, just
yes.
let it go and skate.
Yes.
Yes.
It's just not that big of a deal.
It's not that big. It's skating.
Right.
You know?
And, like, when I was working with Mariah after I stopped competing, I just was like, every time she would have a day where it was just like she was struggling, I feel like this is exactly what you're talking about. You'd be like, just stop struggling.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because then as soon as you were like done competing or you do like Stars on Ice or something and you do the shows, it's like, you can do a few like ankle twirls and go do a jump. Like you can do it. Like why you're stressing yourself out over truly nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something. Do you know
it's
what I mean? Like the stakes
but not
are so
nothing.
High.
It's something, but not nothing.
Nothing. Something, exactly. But not nothing.
It's too easy.
You are nothing.
Worth nothing.
Worth
nothing.
Nothing.
Dancer.
We'll nice get dancer. There.
Yeah, just you wait.
Was that ChatGPT?
No, that's your mother.
Do you think that inspired Ilya's program?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yes.
It's actually all thanks to Susan Hubble.
Yeah.
It's
I
written
always
by
say that.
My daughter. She's worth nothing.
Yeah. Nice what, dancer.
What did it feel like to have your mom tweet at a publicly elected official that you and we looked it up today. We did look it up before we got out here.
You're still worth $5 million.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you should join the Patreon.
I'm Canadian now, though, which is worth nothing. So. Yeah. you know, I think people ask me, like, where do I get my spirit? And my mom hides it, but it's definitely
she's
from her.
She's a keyboard warrior.
She is. She says all the things I wish I could say.
Yeah.
And I need to just... And so I just watch, you know, Zach post things. She tweets back, and I just sit in my living room.
You just sit in your living room with your $5 million Canadian dollars.
Swimming in a bathtub of gold coins. Good to be worth nothing. Doesn't it feel good to have a net worth? Sorry, Zach.
I have a net worth. Maddie, so Christina and Anthony, yes. Great skate for them yesterday. Yeah. They're in third place after the rhythm dance. Woo! Yeah. A little bit of like an up and down season, though. Like, tell us about tell us about navigating that. And obviously, there were some decisions made to like change back to the old free dance, rework the rhythm dance. Can you tell us about going through that?
Yeah. I wish that I could say it didn't stress me out, but I have been carrying that this season. Certainly the inexperience of never, you know, helping a team make the Olympic team is, I feel it. Mm-hmm. I feel the stress. You know, it was a hard season. I think a lot of things were weighing, especially on Christina with her citizenship, and it was all coming to a head, and, you know, she's seen her main competition get his citizenship before her. And, like, you know, the process is really, you hope, you wish from the outside that, like, she knew it was coming. Yeah. It was kind of like, yeah, for sure. It's definitely coming. And then it was like November. And then we were like, well, what day of November? And then like, yeah. We'll get back to you. And then the government shut down. And then
we went out. My God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right? So, like,
it did?
What? No, but, like, we weren't getting any responses, and then like, the days would come that we were supposed to get the call and we weren't getting the call.
Oh, God.
And so it was a lot of different things, you know, and Christina for years now had been going over the border every day, and it's just like it was really starting to wear on them. And then just, the pressure of like they had two great seasons with two great programs, and like, how do you top that? Mm. They came into the year being like, what should we do? And we were like, I don't know, what do you want to do? We thought you'd have another idea.
Are we supposed to have ideas?
Yeah, they have been such great students because they always come with something, and they loved perfume. Anthony made that whole music edit and made the vision come true. And then
oh, he did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had the whole vision. And then with Carmen, that was like their dream program.
Yeah.
And with Scott Moyer as your coach, we were like, we're not going to do Carmen at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as the season was over, they're like, should we have done Carmen at the Olympics? So, it was a bit of a struggle. We just like, we weren't finding our feet. The Federation didn't like the very first version of the program we made. So we changed.
So there's a whole other free dance that didn't even make it to competition.
Correct. There's the summer free. That will never see the light of day. That I think could have been
R.I.P.
cool. But you know, just
can you tell us what it was?
Yeah. So the music was Lacrimosa. Mm. But they were portraying the story of Hades and Persephone.
Everyone
You should see my face.
Wow. My God.
Everyone's very mad. You know, this wasn't a winter free.
Yeah. Well, like, who knows? Maybe it will come back. But they love like a really twisted, dark love story.
And I love that they love that.
Oh, yeah. So when we went to Notre Dame, they like loved the music. But as we were skating it, Christina kept saying like, this is too healthy for me. I was like, well, babe,
for her?
She was like, babe, you still die in the end. And she's like,
nope.
He's not creepy enough in this one.
It's not tragic enough.
It's not tragic. So they were ready to do
That's so funny coming from her.
But when we came home from Skate America, we were like, why don't we just put on perfume once?
And just to see.
And then Anthony goes, I don't remember any of it. And the music came on, and he's like, So, and like literally you could see it happening. They came back and they're like, I think we need to do this at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've been working crazy hard. The relief of the passport came through. And hopefully Saturday goes how it needs to go. And they'll be American Olympians.
Oh my gosh. Mm.
At any point, were you tempted to tell Christina that being an American is not worth it?
Yeah. Anthony, Canada seems great.
Canada? What about Canada? You know, no, I don't think that would have gone over very
well.
Wouldn't
have worked. What if you offered her $5 million Canadian dollars?
How does that sound, Christina?
How does that sound? No, she was ready. She actually has a picture, a fan brought a picture of her dressed in, what's the name of the guy from Toy Story? The cowboy from
Woody?
Woody.
Yeah.
A Woody picture of her skating when she was 5 years old. And she's like, you see, I was always meant to be American.
Oh, my God. That
little cowgirl.
Oh, that's sweet. Cute.
And she said that during
that's
her
so
interview.
That's so right of her.
And it
she
worked.
She made sure NBC was listening.
Yeah.
No, during her citizenship interview.
Yeah.
Well, when we flew in, there was all the army reserves and like people were mm-hmm. it was like everybody in their army fatigues, right?
Yeah, there's a USO show going on here, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then there was also like I don't know if they were just reporting and they hadn't they're like new recruits, but there was just like a bunch of people in pedestrian wear like lined up at the airport when mm-hmm. we came. Like a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And then she turned to me, she goes, it's true that during my citizenship exam, you have to say that you're going to bear arms for America. And then she like looked at me and she's like
shoot a gun?
No, I don't think you want
she
Christina
just doesn't
on the
kill
front
her
line.
Partner.
Yeah.
Or be killed by her partner. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. She's not doing the killing.
She's not doing any of the killing. Yeah.
Christina lines up and they're like, yeah, actually, you're good.
Actually, you're
to the back.
Dismissed.
Go back.
We don't need this one. She's been killed too many times in combat.
Maddie, I have a question because I feel like this happens pretty often, especially in ice dance. I've heard it a million times. We'd be at some summer camp and it would always be like two or three ice dancers, like they had seen the ghost of Christmas past walking out of their, like, they just skated the program and they're like, we need a new one. Does that happen really often?
Olympic year, yes.
And is it
August is a fucking crazy time to have that conversation.
It is. In singles, you know what happens is like you can be like, but I'll land the jumps.
Yes, right, exactly. But you watch me. I'm gonna
yeah,
rack
you'll
up that
be fucking
score.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Conversations we've never had.
No, I was always like, I'll change it.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, like, judges are human, so just like us, they're wrong.
Right. Yeah. Obviously.
So there were times like. Listen, I'm not going to say it was a bad program. There's nothing wrong with it. But my Star is Born program, I would just like to erase it. And when we showed up in Champs Camp, everybody's like, this is the best program you've ever made. It's so good.
Liars.
And you don't like
and
it now?
And then a month and a half later, they were like, ooh, you went Western?
So we didn't hear that part.
Yeah, they were like, we didn't.
They're like, what about the jazz stuff you used to do?
Could
you
do nice?
Should we go back to blues? Yeah. And so, you know, they're sometimes right, sometimes wrong. But certainly Olympic season and in ice dance and in the field that we have, like you saw yesterday, like everybody's skating well.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
There's only so much you can do to get more technical points.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the program, the dress, the makeup,
right.
All those things just like edge you a little bit closer to where you want to be. And yeah, if you have a program that falls flat or people don't really understand it and like with choreographic elements,
yeah.
If you don't have a story that you know, then it's harder to make a choreographic element that makes the program story come alive. When you're like, what's the story?
Right.
So it is really important, the program. And at the end of the day, like, how can you argue? The person that is giving you the points just told you they don't like it.
Totally.
So, like, yeah, you right. Gotta listen.
Yeah, like, how do you know when you're like, okay, I have to be like, no, this is good. You gotta believe me. And when you're like, you got it, dude.
When they went to Christina and Anthony and they said,
no.
I'm not sure that we like it. I'm not, do you like it? And they were like,
oh. Okay.
It's also never good when they're saying, do you like it? Because it's another way for them to be like, you don't like it.
You don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Christina and Anthony, like, with perfume, you could tell them, like, I hate your program. They'd be like, you're wrong.
Right.
Right.
But with the other two this season, they were both like, is it good? I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? Even with the rhythm dance? I loved the rhythm dance.
No, I mean the two free dances.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Summer free, fall free.
Exactly.
Yeah, summer free,
fall
free, now winter free.
Winter free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maddie, we have a game we'd like to play with you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And Twister. We're calling this the woke leftist figure skating agenda.
I know nothing about this.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for the woke left.
Yeah. What?
Wow. Very woke crowd in Moscow, by the way. Okay. We're going
to
give you some prompts of things that skaters are doing in skating, and you're going to tell us if they're woke or not.
By my own definition or influenced
your own definition.
Whatever definition you want, but preferably your own.
Influenced by what?
Yeah. By whom?
Yeah. The alt-right.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Did you say happy birthday?
I don't have his number anymore.
His birthday was almost January 6th.
I didn't delete it. I didn't delete it. He moved again.
He changed it.
He moved again.
Okay.
Every time you...
People move, you guys. People move.
People move
all the time.
People change numbers.
He's down under.
Right.
Okay.
All the best.
Everybody. First prompt.
Upside down.
Changing costumes every competition.
Not woke.
Conservative.
Yeah.
Republican.
Conservative.
Well, because most of the time it means that they listen to a judge, and the judge is
so true.
Left woke.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
No? True.
Yeah. No, you're right.
No, you're listening to authority. Like, being woke is like you do your own thing.
Well, being woke is you stand in your truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait. So the new rhythm dance costumes, was that based on feedback or was that them wanting to change?
No, I think that was based on me. They were happy with the other two, I think. And I said that they looked like cheerleaders and I wanted them to look real.
She looks so good.
I wanted her to look like,
here.
Get out of my way.
Her cunty little space buns.
I wasn't going to say the word, but
we can
I
say
said
it on this podcast.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. That's enlightening.
Yeah.
What is our next one, Sarah?
What's the next one?
Okay. Dyeing your hair in a raccoon pattern.
Very left woke.
Very woke.
Yes. Very woke.
The wokest you can go.
The wokest. She added another stripe for another year.
Yes.
And
she's like a tree.
Yeah. Actually, it significantly...
Count the rings.
Significantly improved.
I asked
Massimo this morning, in case anybody hasn't seen her yet, I said, is that an AI-generated photo, or did she actually listen to Twitter? And he said, oh, no, she went to a real hair salon this time.
Yeah,
hair salons were going to her being like, we'll do this for free.
Yeah, no. And she was like, no, I like doing it at home.
And we were like, we know.
We know.
Yeah, we know.
Wait, okay, you did her hair and makeup. Yeah. You were part of her glam team last Olympics. Yeah. So... will you offer your services up if you are there together?
Or is it too late?
It's too late. No, I would love to. Yeah.
All right. Well.
What do you think would happen if an ice dancer came in with the same hair? One, I want to be on the record of, I fucking love it. What would happen if an ice dancer did it?
Ooh.
It would be the end of the world.
Summer hairstyle.
That's summer hair for sure.
That's our answer, everyone.
There you go.
That's our show.
Yeah.
Okay. Stationary lift B.
That's totally not woke. You got to be open-minded. It can travel a little.
Sometimes you just have to move 10 meters to the left.
No problem.
In a lift. Yeah, that's true.
You can't contain our flow.
No.
No, you cannot.
That was you guys being true to yourselves.
Yeah.
At the Four Continents Championships.
It is, like, in the canon of, like, iconic skating quotes, stationary lift base.
Well, I was following the vibes of the queen in the kiss and cry, and I needed my moment, you know?
Wait, have you seen Jackie's pin? Have you gotten
one? I
have one. Okay, great.
He was like, I don't want to offend you, but I was thinking to give you one. I was like, I must have one now. And I only took one because Christina and Anthony don't have a stationary lift, because otherwise I think that would be bad juju.
Bad juju.
No, yeah.
100%. 100%.
They can't be looking at that code and then going out to skate.
And getting that code.
No.
No.
Okay, killing off your partner in a program.
Oh, no. No, that can't be woke. I mean, that's the...
Absolutely. Right. Violent. Too violent for the woke left.
Yeah.
Well, and it's just like so classic. It's been around forever.
Yeah. Right. It's not forward thinking.
No. Right. Not at all.
No. Killing your partner?
Boring.
Been there, done that.
Right.
If I had a nickel.
Right. Yeah.
You'd have...
A few nickels.
I think you get up to a dollar.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And lastly... Okay. Being worth nothing. Ice dancer.
Oh, that's definitely left woke.
That's woke.
Susan Hubbell.
Yeah.
TM.
Yeah. Poor liberals.
We didn't really get a lot of wokes in there, but
no.
So I don't know that figure skating is as left woke as we thought.
This is a really good episode to send to Zach.
Yeah. No, he'll love this one.
Was anybody looking at figure skating and going like,
wow.
That's progressive.
Yeah.
Yes, one person down under. They were. Maddie, last question before you leave. This is not a prompt. This is a question. We're done with the game. Game's over. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for playing.
Christina and Anthony said that there are some like tweaks to the perfume that we're going to see tomorrow. Yay. What should we be most excited to see in the revamped perfume?
Well, that's a great question. I think the main tweaks really are because they've improved significantly in their lifts in the last couple years. And so they have different lifts than they had 2 years ago. And a lot of the choreographic elements are very similar. I have certainly the choreo step we basically didn't touch because it was kind of the star of the program.
Yeah.
Truly.
And then
the only choreo step I liked out of any team in the world.
Yeah, you see, that's why the themes work for
they
choreo
do.
Elements. You know, mm-hmm. you need to know what's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, dark alleys. Creeping up behind her, grabbing her.
Right. Yeah.
It's supposed to give you the heebie-jeebies. So hopefully they suggest have a success.
Yeah, I'll have them.
And then new choreo jumps, a little bit more speed everywhere. New dress for Christina.
Yeah, she loves a new dress.
I know loves she loves a new dress.
She feels good in it. So, 5 dresses this year? I don't know. The budget was high.
It's
Republican.
Expensive.
Oh my
gosh, like $5 million.
Yeah, basically $5 million.
Well, that's how she got her citizenship.
Basically $5 million.
I'll have 5 dresses.
Yes.
I'll have 5 dresses. I'm not woke. Give me the passport.
Yeah. I'll shoot God a gun if you really need me to.
Yeah. No,
bare
amazing.
Arms.
I'll wear the fatigues on the ice.
She's dressed like Tanith Belbin when she skated God Bless America. Which also at the time I was like,
so,
this
I was
is
like,
beautiful.
She's so hot.
Yeah, I mean,
you're saying she's beautiful. I'm like hot.
Yeah, it was, but it was like stunning. Yeah, she skated with the flag. I was like, this is stunning. And now I'd be like, Dan, let's put the flag down.
Right.
Yeah, it was a time.
Really,
it was a time.
I can promise you, there's no American themed show program in the works.
Okay. Great.
We let that.
Great.
Yeah.
Our country doesn't deserve it.
Maddie, thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
Madison Hubbell, everyone.
Madison Hubbell.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for pushing that back in. You're so polite.
Wow, our second Olympic champion in 2 days.
I was just going to say, can you believe after the long drought of no Olympic champions?
Yeah.
Now you have to, we're going to have to get kicked off the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to get replaced. Yeah. We have to figure out who we're having on tomorrow.
Well, who else has won the Olympics?
Yeah. We'll go in our Rolodex and see.
Scott
is here.
Scott is here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's start with the rest of the rhythm dance. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Christina and Anthony, thank God. Mm-hmm. Ashley, you want to talk about...
Zingas and Kolesnik, I love them so much! Wait, also, we're on air, and the feed goes to a shot of who I can only assume is Emmy's mom because they're identical.
Mm-hmm.
But I had never seen her
family.
In the whole family.
Wait, I was like, there,
I'm like, copy, paste, copy, paste. But I had an out-of-body experience because it was Ben's job to talk about ice dancing because my producer was like, you're not doing that. At all.
And you were getting a lesson.
Right, I was being taught. But they pop up on the screen, and when family comes up, like whoever's kind of calling people out to the ice and announcing scores, it's their job to acknowledge it. And I was just like, I don't know those people. I don't know them. And in a complete panic, I was like, and family.
And you all are the first people to hear this.
Wait, the other thing that I did. Because they did the same, they for Maddie and Evan, I made it sound like Maddie and Evan were siblings who had gay moms.
No.
Because I'm going to cry. It was so embarrassing. They showed both Maddie and Evan's moms and like under pressure, like gun to my head, if you're like, say what your name is, I'm going to forget it. I'm not good at it. And so they pop up and I'm like, there's their moms. But I said, that even sounds more eloquent than what I said. I really made them sound like siblings with lesbian mothers.
And that is woke.
That's woke.
But Zingas and Kalesnik were incredible yesterday.
They were so good. I really love that Poison program. I think it's so sharp. I've never seen so much choreography in a program in my life. Like every millisecond of that program is packed.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that Ben was talking about how Igor has a problem with editing. Which I'm like, oh, how interesting. I love how busy it is. And then I was asking him about the drama of her, of the illegal element that they had.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was nonsense.
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 Okay. All right. Vadim Kalesnik is an incredible ice dancer.
Yeah.
Incredible ice dancer. But I just can't help but be so impressed with Emmy.
That's what I was saying yesterday. It was just, she's, you never know she wasn't ice dancing her entire life.
Yeah.
And like the athleticism that she brings to her skating is like in a field of like so many, like when you have like someone like Maddie Chalk where she's really just so precise with the way that she skates. Emmy is so aggressive,
yeah,
and also precise. It's so nice to see such a different, like,
well, they attack in a way that's really refreshing. They're so dynamic, and I mean obviously a lot of dancers make that singles to dance transition, but hers is so fresh that when you watch these exciting elements, mm-hmm, you can see that it's just like still the rotation is still in her body. Mm-hmm. She's doing axles, and
yeah,
they're illegal.
Yeah.
Right. She's doing illegal work.
Yeah.
And Adam, I know you were really taken with Caroline Green and Michael Parsons yesterday.
Yeah, I loved Caroline and Michael. I just, like, I really have liked this rhythm dance all season, and it's the first time I got to watch it in person. I really like it, and it's such a shame that we only have three spots because we have so many great teams, but I really liked this program. I thought they delivered it really well. And also, like, if my body looked like Michael's, I would also be wearing the same thing to this show.
You would. That's so true.
I'm not even half joking.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was up close, like, talking to them a couple of days ago, and he was in that costume. And, I was like, I feel like I'm too close to you right now. Yeah. And I want to talk about Braddy and Somerville.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, what a relief for them and for me as their parent. I will say that this is all in good fun to our listeners because I know their moms do listen to the show. But I'm applying to be a third mom. But they,
Ashley,
I mean,
Ashley will announce it as, yeah,
they're gay moms.
Gay moms.
Yeah, she's the third.
Back to you, Japan.
Yeah.
Konnichiwa.
Oh my God, we need to ask Tomoki how to say that.
Gay mom?
No.
They say there's not a word for that.
But I'm so happy for them. They skated incredibly well.
Yeah.
God, I mean, Ian is just unbelievable, but I love them. I think this program has come such a long way, too. They seem so much more confident in it, at least they did yesterday, then I feel like we saw them the rest of the time. So that was, like, great to see that they are, you know, they're not making the Olympic team, I don't think, but I think it sets them up so well to go into the next quad.
Agreed.
As the potentially the best team in the U.S. over the next 4 years.
Yeah. Can we talk about how crisp that choreography was? Like, oh my God, the Vogue was just so good.
Yeah, so while we're at it, let's give it up for Tanith Belbin White.
Yeah.
Who
was arguably, not even arguably, looked fucking amazing.
Best dressed person at Enterprise Center.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they'll say that for as long as the Enterprise Center stands.
Yes.
That was the best dressed woman ever.
Yes. No, she looked absolutely incredible.
When we were watching them skate yesterday, as soon as they started, I was like, oh my God, Ian's a wild animal. Like, he was skating like a bear.
Yeah.
Like, so much power right out the gate. It was
so much hair.
So much hair. Both of them.
Yeah.
That's a man who knows how to condition. If you're not going to have, like, the buzz cut or whatever, like, condition your fucking hair. And he's like, no, I've got it, and it's glossed.
Right.
I love it.
For their choreography, over this, like, through the course of the year, they worked with someone from the ballroom scene. Their name is Gravity Jacobs, who I've worked with Gravity before when I was getting together Star Andrew's Alien Superstar program. And Gravity is amazing, and I was so excited when I saw them and they were posting videos, because it really has made a huge difference in their choreography and in this program. And I think we've all felt like frustrated with the scores that they were getting at the Grand Prix. Listen, what do I know? But I was always like, they're getting punished for falling at that Worlds.
Well, but they were also skating super injured.
I think it was just a perfect storm of things going on. And I'm happy that score and performance yesterday made me feel like over the hump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. That's exactly what I felt like, okay.
We're past this.
Yes.
I felt that too.
Yeah.
I didn't say over the hump.
Should we move on to the men? Men's short program last night.
A tepid clap, I see. Wow, that first half, the men were menning.
Ooh, they were.
You know, I never realized that men, like, were so volatile.
What do you mean? You're a man.
I know, and I guess I was volatile myself.
You weren't. No, you were not as volatile as the first half of this event. Let me tell you. I explained way too many times why an element didn't count. And I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to. And I always try to at least like explain why it could have gone wrong, all these things. I try to give the athlete the benefit of the doubt. All right. Stop it. Pull in. I'm explaining to the audience at home, like, you are always better pulling in and falling. Just throw yourself. Right. Sacrifice yourself.
All right. Or why are you here?
Why are you in St. Louis, Russia? I mean, in one of those first groups, obviously we love him, Sam Mindra. I just love that program. It's so cool. I was, you know, on one of our like former episodes, we were talking about if you could like steal someone's program and be like, I would like to borrow this. Sam's is the one where I'm like, I get, like, almost jealous when he's skating it because I'm like, I'm going to steal that.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's so effective. I love this.
That's like the Kazuki Tomono short program of the men's Sophie championships.
Yeah. Totally.
And whoever sings that.
Yeah. Also, Sam, another person with a copy-paste family.
Yes, and there's 10.
5 of his 9 siblings were in the crowd, and they all look exactly like him.
They really, really do. It's kind of jarring.
Yeah.
Because you're like, biology is real.
No, it's, whoa. Yeah, it's weird.
Do
Jeans.
Do skate? Do we know if any? They do. Oh, gosh.
They do skate? Okay.
We're getting kind of intel where they know how to skate, but it's like, you know, they're not all the way there yet. They're getting it together. We'll see. See how that goes. Updates coming soon.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on the moment of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Max Naumov.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a dry eye in the house.
No. I'm sniffling on air. Ben and I had to go back and forth between, like, I could barely speak, so then he would take over, and then I'd have to compose myself. Then I'd see him starting to go, and I'm like, okay, I got this. But, yeah. I mean, we were talking backstage about how we feel like the hard part is over, right? He had to go out and do that and kind of
set
that tone, have that moment, and celebrate, you know, everything. This is so complicated in so many ways, and I can't even imagine how he felt. None of us can, but to go out and put that performance out with that gravity and that weight on his shoulders, I will never forget that moment in my life.
I just think that this first skate at Nationals for Max is so loaded.
Yeah,
so many emotions that it was just such a relief that he was able to go out there and put out a strong skate.
Yes.
And something that, like, he would be proud of. And it just, I think it was a collective relief, and just, it was a moment, like, yeah, like, I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
But it sets the tone for him where I feel like there's going to be less of this, like, we're holding on to, like, this moment. It has to be something, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that hopefully he can have an even better free skate.
Yeah.
Right. Hopefully there's some of that is released a little bit from mm-hmm. doing the first performance. Mm-hmm. Ilya Malinin did a How to Train Your Dragon commercial.
Literally in the middle, like, of this. I am watching this going, this is a produced show. I'm being actively produced. Well, here's where they went wrong. I have feedback.
Wait, so should we say, for people who will listen to this podcast who weren't in the arena, Ilya finished his short program. It was amazing. You know, almost a record score at Nationals. Not quite. He was greeted when he bowed by a sea of black fluffies that were Toothless, the dragon. That's the name of the dragon from How to Train Your Dragon. And he was, like, laughing. And then as he skated off, on the Jumbotron, they played a commercial
that he did. His pre-recorded commercial.
For How to Train Your Dragon and the Winter Olympics, which those are both owned by the same company. Right. Okay.
Promo.
All right. Continue, Ashley.
That being said, there was, like, a little bit where Rusty's like, okay, we're going to pass out these dragons. You're going to throw them on the ice. Shh. He doesn't know. I'm like, okay. But they only gave it to one side of the rink. Yes. If you're going to do it, walk the whole rink like I had to do to put up the posters.
I thought it
was, yes. That rink is huge.
No, I don't know who, like, put those posters up.
No. You're right. No, sorry, it wasn't us.
And we'll never know.
No.
But it did feel like a protest at first. Like,
why are they all what's going on?
Like bags of trash.
Wait. Because
I couldn't see them. I was like, pros, they're throwing dead birds on the ice.
Yes.
Get up.
It's a statement.
He's not safe.
Right. Christina, it's time to bear arms.
Somebody get that girl a gun.
Where's Maddie Hubbell?
Right. Maddie Hubbell could shoot something. You know it.
Oh, I'm scared of her. Yeah.
And he's up on the Jumbotron, you see Ilya, and he's like. And you're like, stand down.
False alarm, everyone. False alarm, everyone.
Wait, God.
I love your producer trying to tell you, who no one can hear. He doesn't know. Don't say anything.
Oh, no. No, this was Rusty. He not Dusty.
Oh.
And he's saying this to the arena that he's backstage in.
I mean,
did anyone throw one of those? Okay, yeah.
All right, we've got some protesters
in
here.
Protesters.
It's good to have the protesters here.
Yeah.
On our side.
That is woke.
That's woke.
That's woke.
Jason Brown.
He's all around.
Jason
Brown.
Wait,
I do see some people not clapping, and I'm this is for you.
No, it's okay.
Take it away.
I don't want you to clap. No, I'm ready. So I've I know people, I've seen some people talking about, I've heard some people talking about Jason. Jason got an 88 for a program where he got a Q on his triple axel and on his triple triple combination that he stepped out of, but in my opinion, kind of choreographically worked.
No, it was fierce.
He made it work.
But he sent a lot of body yaddy yaddy into that. I was like, yeah. Whoa, this is river dance. Yeah. Hold off, girl.
Excuse me.
He goes,
the police. The police are passing the window. And you can't Irish dance. Duck.
Yeah.
You have to duck.
You cannot put those arms down. You duck.
Right.
So I got it. As
so Jason is sitting in third place. He's ahead of Max Naumov and Andrew Torgashev by roughly equal measure. Both of them had imperfect programs that included quads. And I saw people feeling like Jason got held up unfairly. And I am just going to say that, A, and I think Adam would go on a soapbox about this too, but like there are things that get points that are not jumps.
I wouldn't go on a soapbox, apparently, though. I'm going on that soapbox, too.
And B, I think if you're thinking about Jason Brown's score at this competition, you're thinking about the wrong thing. Because he's going. He's the only one who has been consistently reliable for them for years. They need him as an option for the team event. And he has the criteria that the others don't have. His score here, assuming he is basically in the top five, is almost irrelevant. Yeah. Like, if you're thinking about what Jason Brown's score is, you're being distracted. There are three men vying for one spot. Like, yeah, that's what's going on here.
And also, this score, if he were to skate like he did, would be relatively similar to what he would get internationally. Because, like Sarah said, like, there are other elements in these programs. Doing a quad is amazing. Like, that's,
yes.
That's great.
We're not taking that away from anyone doing quads.
No, but if we could take quads away from people...
Yes.
I would. I'd keep them for myself. But we're not.
Yeah.
We never would.
Right.
But quads are a strategy, okay? You have all of these elements that you're going to do, and you need to get the most amount of points on them. And you need to sit down with your coach and be like, does this triple flip get more points with GOE? Or does this quadruple toe get more points? Because at the end of the day, nobody gives a shit if it's a flip or a lutz, but what got 12 points and what got 10?
Yeah.
You need to figure out what's going to get you the most amount of points. And if you're a judge and you're sitting there and you're going 0, minus 2, minus 3, minus 1, 0, or if you're going plus 2, plus 4, plus 3, it's going... Don't you think the program's going to look better, too?
Yeah.
So the quads are a strategy. People get so stuck in the weeds of, like, but where are the quads? And it's like, okay, it's a strategy. What are you going to get the most amount of points on? It's not a checklist, right? It's not like, did you... cross the barrier? Did you like make it over this, like, you know, the high, the, you know, something like a sport that needs a barrier?
What are you saying?
What's that one? The pole vault. You know, like,
yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter how you got over. As long as you get over, you made it over. And,
yeah.
And skating is not like that. It's not a, like, well, he did a quad. Okay, cool. But how many points did he get? You're not telling me the points.
Right.
And even with the mistakes on the jumps, he's getting so many points on the spins where it's like, listen, I loved Timoki and I thought he was amazing. We'll talk about him in a second. But mm-hmm. The spins, losing a lot of points on them.
Yeah.
Right? Where Jason's getting a ton of extra GOE. There's 3 points. There's 3 points. There's 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
And it all adds up.
Yeah. And I think, like... Yeah. And if you get stuck on, oh, we should have gotten under rotations instead of cues.
It's
again,
nationals.
This is nationals. And I mean, in all seriousness...
Well, then your issue is with the cues.
But in, well, true. But in all seriousness, like, you look at, like, a U.S. championships and what they're doing here. Like, think about the rhythm dance, right? I thought Emily and Vadim might have been the best team yesterday. But I never expected that they would put that team in first place because they have a three-time world champion. They're trying to get an Olympic gold medal. And so Jason is like their most viable option for a team event. They're going to tank his scores at Nationals?
Absolutely not.
Why?
For what reason?
Why?
Right.
The other three. Okay, I'm done. All right. I'm sorry.
Tomoki.
I love that program.
Like, you know, we were talking about Tomoki at the live show yesterday where his coach, Ms. Hamada, said that when he came to Japan, he was just swinging around.
Yeah.
Which that's so funny and also completely true. Yeah. And it's so interesting. This program really encapsulates the improvements I feel like he's made, but also embraces the, like, complete chaotic nature of his style.
Yes, it's chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
It is chaotic.
In a good way.
Yeah, it was controlled,
controlled chaos.
And I think when we're thinking about, like, everybody's strategy for, like, how are you going to get the most amount of points, Tomoki's at a disadvantage of not being able to get as many points when it comes to the grade of execution.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, he's going to need to be clean.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because he can't afford the mistakes because he's not getting those, like, extra, like, you know, sprinkling of GOE throughout the program.
Here, here. Yeah. No, he can be really volatile, and this season, less so. Mm-hmm. But I still don't think he's quite at the point where every time I watch him on the ice, I'm like, I know what's going to happen. Right. I know that I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I loved what I saw yesterday. I think it really goes to show just how much a program can change the trajectory of an athlete. And when you pick music that makes sense for them, music that kind of feeds into whatever energy they're bringing to the ice, it makes a difference. And so when people are just giving people programs without intention, it's noticeable. And this,
I love it.
I love it. But last year, if you were like, Tomoki is going for the Olympic team, I'd be like, no, I don't think he is. I maybe like outside chance. And now he's ahead of Jason Brown. And it's exciting to see an athlete, a lefty, have some success.
Yes.
He's a lefty where I watch him and I'm like, whoa, that's a lefty.
That's
a lefty.
The woke left.
Yeah.
And Andrew Torgashev is a hair behind Max Naumov. They're all within 6 points, something like that.
Yeah, standing up on a jump.
Yeah, and honestly, even I, like, in a situation where, like, Andrew or Max were to go completely clean, the potential difference in GOE and components, even with a clean Tomoki, they could be really close.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a toss-up.
No, it is a toss-up. I mean, Torgashev skated well yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think, like, when you watch them all, like, all back to back to back, there's, like, a flow to the jumps that Andrew has. The spins are fast. The positions are crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there's just, like, and Max has these gorgeous spins, but when the landings come down hard, there's just a few points missing there.
Yeah.
That, like, Andrew has the ability to get on some of those jumps that Max might not have. So it's just going to come down to, they've left the door open for anybody to step into the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I say so profoundly when I'm covering skating, it's about who stands up.
And everyone in Japan knows that because they've heard her say it.
It's a famous Japanese. Yeah.
That's what Tomoki was saying in the kiss and cry.
Everyone's just got to stand up.
Okay. Pairs free skate, women's free skate today.
Uh-huh.
Everybody going?
National titles on the line.
Olympic spots.
On the line. Citizenship on the line.
On the line.
Yeah. I mean,
let's see if we can get someone on the line.
Right. Yeah. Ashley has a funny story about one of the pairs competitors, Luke Wang.
Oh, my God. Yes. So we ran into Luke on the street, and I have been trying to feel out the athletes that can handle this, but I've been very playfully being like, you're on my team. But I only say to the ones that I think are either not going to be affected by my curse or, like, empowered by my curse. Uh-huh. It makes them skate better because they're like, no, I can't let my guard down. There's magical forces here.
Yes.
I don't remember the story.
Oh, we walked past him on the... This is perfect. We walked past him on the... We walked past him on the street and we just said hello. He walked past us and he kind of called after us as we had already walked past him and said, thanks for not cursing me.
Oh, right. But here's the thing. I remember this. And as soon as he said that, I was like, you dumb idiot. You should have said nothing. Cause I felt my curse going.
You've only made her more powerful.
When I was backstage, Emmy and Vadim were backstage and they were with Luke and Star was out there. And so Emmy's like, Adam, can you tell me more about Ashley's curse? And I was like, what do you want to know?
This is broken containment. The fourth wall is shattered.
Well, she wanted to make sure that she wasn't on my team.
Well, or if the curse was working.
Well, I don't want to mention who's on my team right now, but...
No. Well, do you remember?
No. No, right now it's Caroline and Michael.
Oh, yeah. They did do well. They are doing well.
But I've injured them once this season.
That's true.
Curse done.
That's true. Yeah, Maybe it's a one-strike.
They're immune now. They like had the disease, and now they've built up their immunity.
The disease!
They're vaccinated.
The woke left.
And that's the woke left.
Lunatic left.
And tonight we may or may not see Amber playing more dodgeball in the middle as she does her bows. Did one of you throw the stuffy that almost hit her clear in the face?
Yeah.
After the greatest performance of her life.
Concussed going into the Olympics. Also, we were talking with someone last night. That stuffy was moving with like a velocity
that was mass.
There was something in that that was on purpose. It was an attack. It was a dead bird. It was a dead bird.
They're throwing crows.
They're throwing crows. I was like, this is not good.
Yeah.
The crows. Yeah. All from one side.
Well, listen. But someone saw that she got off the ice or finished her program and wasn't like, and they're like, you know, I'll fix that for you.
You'll hold somebody, Mark. And you guys have quickly any predictions of what you think might happen? I think Pears is like, it's anybody.
Wait, you're looking out to the audience. Are you asking them?
No, I think he's asking us.
Okay.
I predict that Amber is going to win.
Okay.
God is going to strike us with lightning right now.
Not this lightning-proof tent.
Yeah. Full of metal.
I'm scared to say that.
I don't want to say my prediction because I feel sick to my stomach, ill.
The girls are the girls.
I feel like the team is the team. But
yes, exactly. So I'm less scared of a curse, I guess, because the team is the team at this point. But I felt like she kind of broke through something.
Yeah.
And yes. I really want me to be right about that.
Yeah.
Do you, Adam?
I want you to be right, too. I'm also so fascinated and curious to see the Gaga free skate.
Yeah.
I'm either going to be like, okay, I can't wait to see MacArthur Park in Milan.
Well,
I'm going to eat it up.
No, I think we're going to see MacArthur Park in Milan. Yes. But my favorite part about this is the dress has been released. It's silver. Let's be real. It's silver.
Guys,
you all
please are
feeding into the liberal woke left agenda. That is silver. But that being
platinum
said,
is silver rebranded.
It's true. It's true. But what they say, platinum and pearls, which sounds like a white woman's blog from 2006.
I
used to read that.
Yeah.
And that's not woke.
No, that's so not.
Not anymore.
No.
Either way, I said this earlier in the week. I just want all three of them to be solid.
Yes.
You know, doesn't need to be perfect.
Yeah.
But I think three, like, solid confidence-building skates for all of them is my dream evening for the women. For the pairs, I have no idea.
I have no idea
what to expect.
Happen.
But I guess similarly, I just want a good competition so that the selection feels, I don't know, straightforward, fair, you know, all of that. So,
but I do think it's important to note that Emily and Spencer, even though that program was absolutely disastrous in every way it possibly could have been. No, you can't show up to nationals pre-Olympic year and skate like that. You can't. And I've had a shit performance at nationals when it counted, so I can say this.
Yes.
That being said, they're not out of striking distance. It's not over for them. Like, because pairs is pairs, there's that. Really, they're behind by one lift that gets put down, and that could happen.
And that happens all the time at this competition.
It really could.
Specifically.
So I think when we're saying, like, you can't predict it.
It's
you
just,
really can't. Anything can happen.
It's just like the men. The
Any
gap
lift
is not
can
that
go
big.
Down.
And they have great pairs elements, and those are the most point-getting elements. And the GOE is based off of a percentage of the base value. So if they're doing great pairs elements, their GOE is even higher on those elements.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's a gap that's easy to make up.
And sometimes when you're coming into an event that far behind mentally, it can be really freeing though.
Yes.
In a good way.
And he has to serve in the military, so he's got to skate well or he's
out.
Yeah.
He's going to Venezuela. We don't want that.
Yeah, and he's taking Christina Carrera with him.
Suit up. Oh my God, Army Boy.
Thank you all for coming to this show.
Wait. Yes, thank you. That being said,
and mostly we
have something to announce to you. So Winterfest, where we are now, there's a ton of actually very, very cool events going on while the competition is not going on. So today, if you want to sit and listen to Dorothy Hamill chat, 4 to 5, it's free. Exactly. You guys can do it. There's also
Yes, and the host of that chat is Monique Coleman
who
from
was
High
here
School
yesterday.
Musical, who was here at this show yesterday, by the way.
And then the big event on Saturday, you can do some crafts.
Okay, let's hear the crafts.
Yeah. And there is the history of skate, blade, and boot with Bev Thurber. So, and then finally, Sunday at the Lodge, Olympic panel featuring Tenley Albright, Scott Hamilton, Carol Heiss-Jenkins.
Yeah.
Again, moderated by Monique Coleman.
This bitch is
booked. And that, okay.
Right.
It's 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Just so you know, it's not
That's
a party.
On Sunday.
Carol Heiss-Jenkins is here. Here.
That's here. That's in this very tent.
Again, free to attend. So there's a lot of really cool stuff. Winterfest.
Yeah, they've got a skating rink out here. They've got a step and repeat for pictures. They have a ton of stuff. The people at Gateway Arch Park Foundation have set all of this up for us. They've been great. We love them. So like hang out and support them. There's a big break between the first groups today and the last groups. This would be a great place to come do something. And please give a hand for them and for U.S. Figure Skating for helping us. Not that.
I suffer from IDLW.
The run through was on my Spotify Wrapped. You guys, these signs.
That's amazing. You guys are great.
I want an amazing way to end this episode. Our second live show here. Thank you everyone so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.